Three Stevens Point residents are trying to reestablish the funding that was cut from the police department's budget to send the crossing guard cadets to a conference in Wisconsin Dells. Cadets from other parts of Portage County are already signed up to go and funded through other police and community organizations. It's just the Stevens Point ones that are not going until now. Just a few roadblocks to clear. Joining me right now, Reed Rosciolo, Dave Suhan, and Barb Jacobs. Let's start with Reed Rosciolo. What happened today with the donation?
Well, we just gave $1,500, Dave Suhan and Barb Jacobs and myself, to the city clerk, treasurer here, for the Wisconsin Dells cadet trip that the was taken away from the kids. It was taken out of the police budget last year, and the sheriff's department does all the rest of the county schools for the cadets, the top cadets, and Plover does theirs. But Stevens Point was taken out of the budget, and I've tried to give it to the school system to try to get them to do it. They've refused. Mr. Winiger refused to cooperate in getting the trip back. And fortunately, Barb and Dave got involved, and yesterday we've got the permission from the mayor that, yes, he'll do it. We tried to get on the Police and Fire Commission. I never heard back from him, so it sounds now that Mr. Schleiss is involved, that he'll get the police chief to work with the schools, get the cadets picked, and hopefully by the 19th they have this all worked out. And we've given more than enough money for a bus. At least 50 kids and 6 chaperones should be able to go to the Wisconsin Dells. This is a statewide program, and they've got a heck of a trip plan for them.
Any indication the school's going to cooperate and let the kids go?
Well, we heard yesterday that someone said that Mr. Winiger said he wasn't going to let the kids out of school. And then he said to someone else yesterday that that wasn't true. So I'm a bit concerned on what's going to happen there. So hopefully this does get a little publicity and Mr. Winiger will let the kids out of the school.
Worst case scenario, unexcused absence then.
Well, that would be up to the parents, yes.
What do you need to have happen to make this go?
Well, right now, I believe Mr. Schleiss is has the money. I believe, I am confident that he will speak to the proper people and make sure that this all gets done by the 19th. That's the deadline for the children to get registered. And Sergeant Lucas from the Sheriff's Department has been working on this, and they've been doing this for quite a few years with the county children. It's only been since last year that Stevens Point, for what reason they quit funding it, it's very disappointing. But at least now we may be back on the right track so that these deserving Stevens Point children will also be part of the program.
So at this point, Stevens Point are the only cadets that are not funded,
yes,
somehow to go to this program.
Right. And hopefully today this will be a start in getting them back on track and getting some funding so that next year or in the years after, they will also be able to participate.
How'd you get involved?
Reed came over by me and he says we need some help with his school crossing guards. So I says, count me in. So I decided that this is a good cause. So then we start digging around, and then there's a lady, she's a school teacher, and her name is Mary, and she's with the Junior Optimist Club, and they're sending some kids. So I says, well, we can send all of our kids together. And then Barb got involved, and then Barb and I went down to the school board, talked to Winiger, and Winiger says, oh, no, the kids can go. That's what he told Barb and I right to our face, that the kids can go, and there's no problem with it. Yeah. So today we came down, gave $500 each, total of $1,500. So I think the package cost $1,256 to go. So they got a couple, $250 for eating if they want to have something down there at the Dells.
Barb Jacobs, how'd you get into this one?
Reed Rochelle came to me yesterday and was telling me about it and that they couldn't make any headway. So I said, well, I'll go down to the courthouse. So I came down and I met with the mayor and I told him what we wanted to do. And we were informed at that time that the superintendent said that the kids could not get out of school. So the mayor approved it. He said, if they can get out of school, we'll help you with whatever we can. And then Dave Suhan and I went down and talked to Mr. Winiger and he said, no, the kids can get out of school. So as long as everything goes smooth with the school system, I see no problem. It shouldn't be a problem getting things set up because the county's doing it, Plover's doing it. So it's just a matter of getting a hold of those people and find out exactly what they have to do.
You're working on some fundraising efforts for the future, possibly. What's happening there?
Well, right now I'm going to go over and talk to John Moe in the city clerk's office and get a form to fill out, a request to get it put on the agenda for the finance committee so that everything we can do fundraisers, and everything that we collect will be tax deductible for people. And then it'll be run right through the city, and the city will take care of all the paying all the bills and whatever. And any money donated will be tax deductible and go right to that organization.
For this purpose in the future.
For this purpose down the road, and maybe a picnic or something for all the cadets, and look down the future to make this even a better program than what we're trying to put together in a few days right now.